Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Joe McGee here. We're going to talk about something unique today. You know, we do so many conferences, marriage conferences, men's conferences. The men's conferences are fascinating because men, I love men. I am a man, and I like being a man. And so, but there are roles for men to play. We talk about all men are called to be lovers, leaders, and providers. That's out of the New Testament. It's like we have a job. God's already given it to us. He's not going to take it away from us. And so when we do our men's retreats, so many times, well, I want my wife to keep loving me, but I don't know what to do. I'm busy, you know, earning a living, paying the bills, you know, changing the oil in the car, mowing the grass. And a lot of times men are struggling with creative ideas. And so I started collecting a list, you know, a long time ago, like, well, here's a few suggestions, you know. One of the things I said, look, just go for a cup of coffee. You don't have to take your wife to dinner. Just, hey, somebody get somebody to watch the kids, drive down the road, find you a coffee place or Starbucks. Hey, what are you doing? I'm just going to take my wife out for a cup of coffee. Well, that's not very expensive. No, it's not, but we're going to just have some time together. And you realize you grow apart, not because you people talk about falling out of love. I say, you can't fall out of love. You can fall out of the bed. You can fall off the couch. You can fall out of your truck. You can fall off in a ditch. But you don't fall out of love. Love's a choice. You choose to love. And the Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. When God loves, he does something. Love's an action word. He's always going to do something. So these are some suggestions for things to do with your spouse. Now, I'm real big on photographs. Always have been, because when I grew up in the country and my dad was the youngest of 12 kids, and my father-in-law was, he also had 12 brothers and sisters, came from really big families. Well, one of the things that's fascinating when they have these family photo pictures hanging on the wall, old, like Methuselah's wife, you know, and but they'd have them framed and matted. Well, who's that? Well, that's your great-grandpa, and that's your great-grandmother, and that was their brothers and sisters, and this was a family reunion. And so I was fascinated with pictures, so I realized something. I wanted to capture the history of my family. And so back when you had the old Polaroid cameras, we'd always keep, you know, a couple things of film and try to take pictures. Every birthday event, like Christmas, New Year's, family reunions, take a lot of photographs. And then what we started doing after a while was try to put together a collage of pictures for that year. Well, you know what we're going to do? Well, this is, you know, we just ended the year, you know, 2020. And so what do you got? Well, this is this album. We'd have a frame. We'd buy a cheap frame. You can go to Walmart or our photo places, buy a big cheap frame, and then we just have photographs we'd cut out, and then overlap one another, and this whole big frame hanging on the wall, this is the year 2020. What happened? This is what happened. This was the birthday parties, the family reunion, the Christmas vacation. That's when we took the summer vacation when we went. This is where we went and what we did. And what it does, when things seem to be going not good, you can always say, hey, what did we do last year? Well, we went here, and we saw them. We did this. We did this. I said, listen, we've been busy, but sometimes you get so busy, you forget the good times. And you got to remind people, listen, you know, you got stuff to do every day, you know, but you need to have some time to laugh and to think and reflect and just kind of meditate on some stuff. So I've always been big on taking pictures. Have a candlelight dinner one night. You know how simple this is? Everybody's got them somewhere in the house. And for special events or a special dinner, family's coming over, or somebody's having a birthday or an anniversary. And so everybody's got candlesticks. You know, you got those candlestick holders. You can get candles for almost nothing at any store. And so every now and then on the supper table, I don't care if it's a Thursday afternoon, you've been busy in the middle of the summer, come home for dinner, have two candles on the table and light it. People say, ooh, what's this about? Well, we decided to light some candles today. And kids are fascinated by candles. Man, they'll stare at it all day long. Ooh, that's pretty. Ooh, this is special. Yes, it is. And you build it up and you make it special. And then your kids will talk about, you know, every now and then we'd have a candlelit dinner. And I said, why? Just to make it different, make it special. You know, give each other a 15-minute back rub. Now, I got real good at this. I'll just be honest with you. My wife and I were married for 45 years, and then I met Angel, and Angel and I just celebrated our second wedding anniversary. And so what I've learned is you need to take some time just to touch and give a back rub or a foot rub. You've had a busy day, been everywhere, you come home, and always bought real nice lotion. I mean nice lotion. And just get just bottles of it. And so I'd sit down on the couch and say, honey, get here. And I'd pull a towel on my lap, get your feet up here. And I'd give my wife a good foot rub. And so I'm real good at it. I just massage those feet. Man, I don't care right now, guys. Wives love that. You massage your feet or maybe just give her a little neck massage or a back rub and do it on a real regular basis. They will love you forever. And I don't care how fat and ugly you get, they're going to love you because, man, he gives a great foot rub. And so learn how to do some stuff. Make a date for a play or a concert. And so usually we did at least once a year, even because I had a big family. And so once a year we go down around Christmas time or around Thanksgiving, we'd go downtown to the Performing Arts Center. And we'd watch a play or a drama. Or we'd watch Scrooge or, you know, The Last Night Before Christmas. And there's always, and we would go, we would dress up, and we'd go see a play that usually lasts about almost 2 hours. Then we'd go out to dinner somewhere. And it was an annual event. The kids knew that every year, right around Christmas time, we're going to buy tickets to a play. And so they start looking themselves. Hey, Dad, this play's coming. This thing's coming. This is coming to town. I said, well, let's make sure we get the tickets and we get in. We get some real good seat. And we had the seating chart for the Performing Arts Center. You want to be in the middle on that lower level. That's the best. That's the best view where you're kind of part of the crowd. You don't get too far back. And so we'd buy tickets ahead of time and make it a really big deal. And the kids loved it. Of course, the kids started getting older and to get married. And so you buy tickets for your in-laws and your, you know, daughter-in-laws, your son-in-laws. And it was an incredible time. People look forward. Once a year, we're going to do, well, the play's coming. We're going to go to dinner. And it made a real big deal out of it. Sometimes listen to your favorite recording. You know, now, I grew up when there were still albums. Of course, then we went to, you know, 8 tracks and CDs. Well, now you got a little disc, and so you got a thumb disc. So I collect music. And so I've got my favorite songs I've always liked, and they're all tied to memory somewhere, someplace we were, something we did. And so every now and then we sit down just for about 30 minutes. Hey, let's listen to these songs. Or I'd carry them with them, I'd put them in the car, and I'd have the player in the car, and we'd listen. And it always made somebody laugh. Then make the kids, hey, Dad, I remember that. I remember we were here. We were doing that. Music's powerful. You know, God said, God enters praise. God loves to be sung to, talked to, thought about. God loves worship. That's why worship's a critical thing. God inhabits praise. Where's God show up? Where he's getting thanked, where people are singing to him. And so you sort of create an atmosphere of music every now and then. And you, man, it ties so many good memories to it. Tell each other 2 jokes. Now, this is hard, you know, if you're not funny, and so you're going to have to collect them. And the best place is I collected Old Reader's Digest, and I'd always have 2 or 3 sections about humor, about a joke. The piece, where you get your jokes from? Reader's Digest. Comes out once a month. I give me a couple new jokes. And so we'll tell each other a funny story or something we've heard at work and just entertain one another. And what was fascinating, you realize, man, that's an intimate thing to do, make each other laugh. Go to a movie. Yeah, you know, we still like to go to a movie every now and then. I don't think, I was born, you know, so long ago, I think there aren't too many good movies. You know, a movie's supposed to be entertaining. I want it to make me laugh. I don't want to watch a movie where somebody gets shot, killed, depressed. No, if I'm paying money, I want to feel good about myself. And so find something that's entertaining, it's going to make you think. Educational, and just maybe go out for some pizza and go to a movie. Just make a big deal out of it. You know, every now and then you can buy plants. I remember we killed more flowers because I lived way out in the country, and I had some acreage, and I had a big old barn house that we'd built. Well, every year, twice a year, we would go to Tennessee, 3 states away. And so we'd go for almost 2 weeks at a time to visit all the family. And so, man, we had hanging plants and plants around the, you know, the house. And so every year, you know, we usually went around the last weekend in July. And so, man, spring comes, we got nice hanging plants, and we got those mister things that I built, you know, that would spray mist on them, you know, twice a day. Well, when we travel, I'd have to disconnect that stuff. And so you come back, you know, after 2 weeks vacation, well, the plants are all dead. You know, the hanging plants are dead. The potted plants are dead. Well, going to have to throw them away. And sometime fall came, there wasn't anything green. We'd repeat the same process every year. We'd always laugh. Hey, Dad, are we going to keep these alive? Yeah, baby, it's going to be our goal to keep these alive this time. And so one of the next things you do is read a book, you know, a story together. And so I used to have my kids, what's your favorite story that you read lately? And they realized, I haven't read a favorite story because they're all in school studying. So what do you have? I heard something, whatever textbook. What are you in? They don't have any stories in that. So you put a little pressure on them, make them come up with a story. And so you tell everybody, listen, I'm going to give you 2 minutes because there's eight of us in the family. You got 2 minutes to tell us a story. What have you heard? And so people got to learn to share. So I love public speaking, you know. One of the greatest fears of all mankind is public speaking because most people, they don't like it and it scares them really bad. And so we try to do something like that. Plan a trip to the zoo. We got a great zoo in our town. We try to go once a year. We used to do that in early summer. Going to go up to the zoo. We're going to do well. We're going to see the new animals. They always have added a new section. Usually they take out a billboard. If you go, I fly all the time. You come through the airport. The zoo always has a big display in the airport where I live about the newest animal and the newest thing going on. And so go up and see something. You'll be fascinated. They got a train you can ride at the zoo. We ride around and take a little snack lunch. You know, they got a place where you can buy drinks and bring you sandwiches. And so we'd always bring some sandwiches and we'd get some drinks and we'd see the newest animal. We'd take walks through all the sections and then we'd ride that train. And the kids loved it. It was a real cheap, inexpensive, great day just together telling stories, seeing things that were fascinating. So plan that. Bake some cookies together. One of the great things, my mom was a great cook. She ran the high school cafeteria. And so one of the things she learned, she was in charge of the desserts. So she was a dessert master, you know, and cooked stuff. Well, mom would always like, you know, my buddies would come home from two-day football practice when I was in high school because I lived just about a mile from the high school. So we would walk home to my house on two-a-day, and we'd come home, and Mama fixes a grilled cheese sandwich. She'd make some fresh chocolate chip cookies. Then we'd all sleep on the floor in the living room. We'd pass out, go back for the second practice. And we did that, you know, those 3 weeks before football actually started. Well, man, I built more relationships and more friendships. Why? My mom's chocolate chip cookies. She was a great chef. And so every night, you just go to the grocery store and buy the roll of them, cut them up, put them in the oven. It's real simple to do. But bake some cookies together. Because sometimes they're going to be great. Sometimes you're going to burn them. Sometimes they don't turn out quite right. But you build memories. And that's the whole idea. What are you trying to do? Build memories. Then one of the great things we did every Christmas, we'd go bowling. They had a really nice bowling alley about a mile and a half down from the house. They lived in the country, but we still had stuff. So we'd go and we'd bowl. And so we'd try to bowl 3 games. And so everybody gets together. Of course, there's a ton of us. We'd take up 3 lanes. And so we knew, well, we got to get your shoes and find the ball that you like. You know, we're just tourists. We're novices. We're not professional bowlers. But then you keep score, and everybody would be yelling and screaming. Somebody have a strike or somebody would throw a gutter ball. We'd yell at one another and holler. And then they had a great little pizza place in the bowling alley. We'd stay after we bowl, and we'd eat pizza together. And we'd talk about the games that we played and who scored the highest, who scored the least, you know, who did the best, who did the worst. And we made memories. I tell people, what are you trying to do? Well, we're trying to build memories. And that's what makes relationships great. It's the things you did together, the things you saw together, that you smelled together, that you cooked together. It builds memories. Talk about your favorite memories. You know, I remember there'd be days sometimes at supper, and we'd be sitting around the table, and, you know, everybody's got stuff to do, got homework or maybe a ball practice. So you're trying to make the most of it. And so while we're eating, you know, I want everybody to share one thing. Share something that happened today, good or bad. Just share something that happened today. And we learn from one another. And actually, we learn what they thought. I didn't know you thought that. I didn't know you liked doing that. I didn't realize that. And you learn because normally most families just go home. Everybody goes to their own room. You grab some food right out of the refrigerator, and you're going to eat in your room. And you're in your room on your iPhone or you're talking on your computer. And so things can drift. You know, they can drift really bad if you don't watch out. So, great thing, go bicycle riding. One time, everybody had a bicycle, and we'd be out in the country, and we could have this mountain. We would not ride up the mountain. We would push the bikes up, and it was almost 2 miles to come back down the mountain. But, boy, it was a fun ride down. We'd do the same thing when it would snow in the wintertime. We'd put your sled up and ride down, man. It was an awesome time. We'd wear each other out. And then one more thing. Every now and then, you ought to go camping. My dad loved to camp. That was on a vacation we ever took. We went camping every year for 2 weeks. And so we had an old Sears and Roebuck tent, a 9x12, the Coleman lanterns, the Coleman stoves. So we had all that stuff. So what are you doing? Well, we're going camping. And, man, I have the greatest memories. My dad loved to trout fish because he grew up in the Appalachian Mountains in a mining community. And so that's what you did. You know, if you couldn't do it, couldn't afford anything else, you could go fishing. And so everybody learned how to trout fish because we had probably, I don't know, maybe 8 major trout streams up there in the Cherokee Mountains. And it was cheap, entertainment. You wear yourself out and, again, you build a little fire and grill something, cook your hamburger, and you fish all day. And take a nap in the middle of the day, come back to camp and stretch out and just lay down on the car seat or take a cot and take you a nap. We have more great memories camping, laughter and fun, telling stories. It was a great thing to do. So find things to do together. That's how you build a family. Do things together. Doesn't have to be long. Doesn't have to be expensive. Get creative. Come up with your own ideas. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today. We'll talk to you next time. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.